what do we do with passages that aren't really about Christ? You know, passages that just tell us to do something, or passages that tell us simple data and facts, like the history of Israel.
I would say, frankly, there is no such passage. Now, the Old Testament certainly tells us true data about Israel's history and particular events. But those who are inspired by the Holy Spirit to record those things, I think it's not by accident that in the Hebrew canon, the historical books are called prophets, in that they are inspired interpreters. And at least at points, the prophet's role is to be a prosecutor of the toward the infidelity of God's people. And so every text, of the Old Testament historical narratives is there not simply to say, well, there now you know what happened then. It is always driving that point of what God has done for his people, and therefore evoking the grateful response and obedient response of his people, or to show the infidelity of his people, and therefore to drive them to repentance and to cast themselves on the mercy of God. So, again, to take each text, you need to look at it in the context of the whole book. What is its thrust? What is its purpose? That particular biblical book. And that, I'm convinced, is going to help you to see how it fits into the broader flow of the development of biblical history to the fulfillment in Christ.